Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Wednesday, 24th of September. Let's take a look at the cues that will shape up the trading day. Indian equities closed in the red on Tuesday but ended the session sharply off their intraday lows after a strong rebound in banking shares helped limit the damage. The Sensex slipped 58 points to 82,100 while the Nifty lost 33 points to settle at 25,170. Mid-caps continued to lag, keeping the overall market breadth tilted towards declines. Financials, however, staged an impressive late-day recovery, with IndusInd Bank and Axis Bank rising between 2 and 3%. The Nifty Bank Index added 225 points to finish at 55,510. Among sectors, autos, particularly the four-wheeler names, were in focus after strong Navratri Day sales, while the metal pack clawed back earlier losses to end about 1% higher. IT remained under pressure with Tech Mahindra, Coforge and Emphasis among the top losers. Consumption majors such as Trent, Hindustan Unilever and Nestle faced selling pressure. Adani Group stocks also saw profit taking, led by 7% drop in Adani Total Gas, whereas PSU banks like SBI, Canara Bank and Union Bank drew buying interest. On the flows front, provisional data showed foreign institutional investors selling equity worth 3,551 crore rupees, while domestic institutions bought around 2,670 crores. The rupee weakened further to a record closing low of 88.76 against the dollar, compared with Monday's close of 88.31. Looking forward, analysts say the Nifty's 25,000 mark remains an important psychological support. Holding above it could set the stage for a pullback towards 25,300 to 25,400. And the broader trend still favors a buy on dip strategy. Now let's turn to the global cues setting the tone for trade today. Asian markets are trading lower this morning, mirroring the overnight weakness on Wall Street. The GIFT Nifty is hinting at a weak start for the Indian market. The weakness in Asian markets came after US Federal Reserve Chairperson Jerome Powell remarked that equity prices are fairly highly valued and signaled that the path for rate cuts remains uncertain, calling the overall backdrop a challenging situation. Over in the US, futures are trading slightly higher, attempting a mild rebound after the S&P 500 snapped its three-day winning streak and pulled back from record highs. In the bond market, US Treasury yields eased with the 10-year yield down more than 3 basis points to around 4.11%. The dollar index edged up just a touch as investors weighed Powell's comments and looked ahead to fresh economic data. Commodities saw sharp moves. Gold surged to fresh record, climbing nearly 1% to about $3,778 an ounce as investors sought safety after Powell flagged off concerns about the US economy. Oil prices also gained ground, with Brent crude rising more than a dollar to settle near $67.63 a barrel. The uptick came after talks to restart crude exports from Iraq's Kurdistan region stalled, easing fears of an immediate jump in global supply. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump told world leaders at the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday that India and China were the main founders of the war in Ukraine because they continue to purchase Russian oil. Trump also criticized NATO countries for not doing enough to cut energy imports from Moscow. Let's now turn to the key stocks that are likely to move in today's trade. Infosys has extended its strategic collaboration with Sunrise to accelerate IT transformation and strengthen artificial intelligence capabilities. Edsel Technologies has renewed its agreement with a leading Swedish commercial vehicle manufacturer for AI-driven services. In block deal action, sources say Imperial Chemical Industries plans to sell up to a 5% stake in AkzoNobel, a transaction valued at roughly 743 crore rupees, with a floor price at 3,262 rupees a share, about a 4% discount to the current market price. Bajaj Electricals has cleared the acquisition of the Morphy Richards brand for 146 crore rupees across India and neighboring markets like Nepal, Bhutan, Bangladesh, the Maldives and Sri Lanka. Swiggy's board has approved the transfer of its quick commerce business, Instamart, into a separate subsidiary. It has also greenlit the sale of its stake in bike taxi firm Rapido for 1968 crore rupees to Dutch investor MIH Investments and Setu AIF for 431 crore rupees. Dilip Buildcon has been declared as the lowest bidder for a Kerala Industrial Corridor project worth about 1,115 crore rupees. Torrent Power is acquiring a 49% stake in New Zone India and 100% stake in New Zone Power projects for 211 crore rupees. And action continues in the primary market as three new issues open for subscription today. Jain Resource Cycling with a 1250 crore rupee offering, EPAC Prefab Tech at 500 crore rupees and BMW Ventures at 231 crore rupees. And on to a Money Control exclusive. Sources say that the Tata Group is targeting a post-money equity valuation of around $16.5 billion for the upcoming IPO of its financial services arm Tata Capital. Sources also told Money Control that insurance giant LIC is likely to make a big bet in this issue. Tata Capital is gearing up for an IPO launch in early October. It's time now for our Voice of the Day segment. Listen in to Gaurang Shah of Geojit Financial on what he makes of the stellar move in auto stocks.
Leading car manufacturing companies Maruti, Hyundai, Tata Motors recorded record number of sales on day one, that is 22nd of September, being the first day of the Navaratri and first day of GST rate cuts. Along with the GST rate cut, companies have also offered extended festive discounts to the customers to push the sales on the higher side. The initial numbers are good as of now, but one needs to remember that this could be because of the pent-up demand also, because right from the day of the announcement on 15th of August by Honorable Prime Minister, customers would have hold on to their new purchases as far as two-wheelers, three-wheelers and four-wheelers are concerned, resulting into day one reporting record number of sales. It would be prudent to see how the numbers shape up in coming weeks and months to gauge the exact extent of the benefits that have been passed on by the government and by the automobile manufacturing companies. Our view at Geojit Investments remains positive from a long-term point of view on across sectors, two-wheelers, three-wheelers, four-wheelers, commercial vehicle as well as EV manufacturing companies. Export market is also opening up and that should augur well for the automobile manufacturing companies. Along with autos, we believe that OEM auto ancillary players are also likely to get benefited. There are host of launches lined up by various vehicle manufacturing companies, whether it is two-wheeler, three-wheeler, four-wheeler or commercial vehicle. This should also add to the total month-on-month sales, giving a thumbs up. Along with that, export market looking much more lucrative.
Before we wrap, a few more cues to keep on your radar. India's smartphone exports are on a tear, clocking $11.7 billion between April and August, a strong 55% jump year-on-year. Shipments to the United States surged to $8.4 billion, more than triple the $2.88 billion recorded in the same period last year. Apple continues to dominate the charts with exports from India touching $8.5 billion, up a robust 77% from a year ago. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Have a great trading day and thanks for listening.